Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Chip and Charge.
Der Tennis-Podcast mit Andreas Thies
und Philipp Joubert. Auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Guten Morgen und herzlich willkommen zur dieses Mal wirklich letzte Nachtwache von den Australian Open. Mein Name ist Andreas Thies. Dieses Mal berichte ich euch aber nicht das, was in der Nacht passiert ist. Das kommt alles im Podcast heute Nachmittag mit Philipp. Ich habe ein Thema mitgebracht, auf das uns Hörer bzw. Follower bei Twitter oder X, wie es jetzt heißt, aufmerksam gemacht haben. Das Rollstuhltennis, das bei diesen Australian Open gespielt wird. Wir wurden gefragt, warum dieses Jahr keine Spielerin und kein Spieler bei den Wheelchair-Wettbewerben aus Deutschland stammt. Sabine Ellerbrock, zweifache Grand-Slam-Siegerin, die hat 2020 ihre Karriere beendet. Letztes Jahr spielte Katharina Krüger mit, verlor aber in der ersten Runde. Ich habe bis 2015 zurückgescrollt und habe keinen Spieler bei den Herren gesehen. Ich habe sowohl mit der diesjährigen Siegerin Didi Dechot über das Thema gesprochen, als auch mit ihrer Trainerin Amanda Hoppmans. Wir sprachen unter anderem darüber, was der niederländische Verband so viel besser macht als andere Verbände, weil es gibt so viele niederländische Spielerinnen und Spieler in den Wheelchair-Wettbewerben. Das sieht man auch daran, dass die beiden Einzelwettbewerbe dann auch von Niederländern gewonnen worden sind. Hier das Gespräch mit Amanda Hoppmans, direkt nach dem Finale, das Didi Dechot in zwei knappen Sätzen gegen Yui Kamiji gewann.
Amanda Hoppmans, what does it feel like to coach one of the most successful tennis players in history?
Of course, very nice. It's a good feeling. And yes, it's from the beginning that I start with her. We did it together, all the Grand Slams. So it's very nice. Today is the 21st. I remember the first one. It's almost 7 years ago. And it's a great feeling.
She's now unbeaten since 2021. And how do you motivate her? Was it the main goal to get the same result as Esther Vergeer with the 21st singles Grand Slam title? What was the main goal?
The main goal is not the streak. She has an unbelievable streak now for 3 years, but it's not the main goal. It's to improve her game, to improve as a person. That's the main goal.
How do you improve her tennis? Because she's unbeaten for 3 years now.
We try to improve, but it's really small things, details. We try to improve, especially mentally, because it's pretty big pressure on her, and so we try to improve that she's feeling more confident on the court.
Is the Golden Slam this year the main goal? Novak Djokovic wanted to do this as well, and he didn't manage to do that.
No, it's not the main goal. We tried. She's trying to win all the Grand Slams and the Paralympics, but the main goal is trying to improve and feeling more confident on court.
The Netherlands have a great tradition of great wheelchair players. What is the secret behind the success?
I don't know what really the secret is. It's a small country. They practice a lot together. They have good facilities. The federation is helping a lot of wheelchair players. We try to work together, so the private sector and the federation. So I think that's. I don't know. It's the secret, but we do it together.
Let's take a look at Germany. We had Sabine Ellerbrock, who was very successful in her career. She ended her career. Right now, Germany doesn't have any players at these Grand Slams. Is there any advice you would give the German Federation, what they can do, what they can copy from the Dutch Federation?
In my opinion, I like to do it together. You know, you have to bring the players together. Not all the time, but some days of the week or some periods, you have to do it together, and starting from young age.
Now she has, if I remember it correctly, 39 Grand Slams titles. Didi, I think it was 37 before this tournament.
I know for sure singles.
Okay.
Doubles, but...
It was the Wikipedia. It was the...
You're probably right, yeah.
What's the main goal for the next, for this season, for the next season, for the career?
The main goal this year is gold in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning the results. Yeah, trying to keep motivating. Well, how you call it in... to keep spas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Fun,
yeah. Yeah, that's, I think, the main goal. And also... important for her mind, because there's a lot of pressure on her. Everybody is thinking, well, she will win, but it's not that easy.
Thank you for the time.
You're welcome.
Das war Amanda Hoppmanns, Trainerin einer der erfolgreichsten Tennisspielerinnen in der Historie der Wheelchair-Wettbewerbe. Ich muss noch einen kleinen Fehler berichtigen, den ich dort gemacht habe. Ich habe gefragt, ob der Golden Slam in diesem Jahr das Ziel ist für Didi de Groot, aber es kann es gar nicht sein, weil die US Open dieses Jahr bei den Wheelchair-Wettbewerben nicht stattfinden. Die US Open finden vom 26. August bis zum 8. September statt. Gleichzeitig finden die Paralympics in Paris statt. Deswegen gibt es dieses Jahr nur 3 Grand Slams plus dann Olympia 2024. Das war mein Fehler. In der Pressekonferenz nach dem Finale sprach ich de Groot erstmal darauf an, was ihn noch motiviert. De Groot ist seit den US Open 2020 bei Grand Slams im Einzel unbesiegt.
So, like, I think everyone who saw the match today saw that I was still struggling with my serve. So I can still be such a more better. I can still improve so much more than I already am doing now. So finding those little details at the moment is a very fun process. Also, I think what motivates me is that the Grand Slams at the moment, they are making things better for us year by year. So then it's fun to give that back. So I'm really happy to be here and then to play in front of a lot of people in Kia Arena this year. And then as a player, you want to do well. So those are the things that keep me going.
Ist sie sich denn dieser Serien, dieser Rekorde überhaupt selbstbewusst? Weiß sie, wie lange sie unbesiegt ist? Sagen wir es so, sie wird darauf aufmerksam gemacht.
Well, the funny thing, if my life was without media, I would not be aware. But because there's so much media, because there's social media, because there's so many other people looking at those records, it's impossible to not know. So yeah, it slips in my mind. Even though I put on a brave face and say that it doesn't affect me, of course, I'm human, and it's something that pops in your head during the match and before the match and the night before I go to bed. So yeah, those are things that stay in my head, but I think it's very important to sort of put it aside and focus on my game, which maybe today wasn't perfect, but still I managed to work through it.
De Groot sprach auch darüber, dass sich die Grand Slams bei der Integration der Wheelchair-Wettbewerbe deutlich verbessert haben. Das wollte ich natürlich genauer wissen.
I think one of the main things is the increasing of the draws. So we've gone from 8 to 12 to 16. I think Australia actually went from 8 to 16, so they took the big step. Which I think is very important for us, because that means that more players can now be professional, as still I think 90% of our income is earned at the Grand Slams. So that means that the players who are now also in the draw can invest in their own careers, can take a coach with them, and all of those things. So that has really been like a main thing for us. I think also the part that we're involved into the tournament more than when I started 2017 was the first year that I played all of the Grand Slams, but we were still sort of like a side event. So we were here, we were part of the tournament, but we weren't actually part of the tournament, and that's really changed. So we're in the media rooms, we're in the same locker rooms, we're playing in the big courts. So those are the things, like we're part of the tournament, and it feels really welcoming.
Und was machen die Niederländer nun besser als andere Nationen? Kurze Antwort, es ist ein kleines Land. De Groot führte das weiter aus.
So I think we're actually lucky to be like a smaller country. Therefore, we can all train together. I train with the guys. I train with the girls. So therefore, we there's a few moments in the week where we come together, we train together, and it doesn't matter if you're a little bit lower in your level or you're higher. We all train together, and I think that has helped us from many years before. So I was able to learn from Esther, seeing her up close, seeing how she does throughout the whole week, how does her training look like. And so in part of that, we're a little bit lucky that we're a small country, so nobody has to drive further than maybe 1.5 hours to train. But then also we're completely included into the program, so we can use the same facilities as all of the able bodies. So we train next to Tellen Griekspoor, next to Botik. All of those players are doing the same routines as we are doing. So it does give us a feeling that we're professional athletes.
Das war Didier Roth in der Pressekonferenz. Das Herreneinzel bei den Rollstuhlspielern gewann Tokito Oda aus Japan im Finale gegen Alfie Hewitt. Im Quad-Rollstuhl hieß der Sieger Sam Schröder. Das war's mit dem heutigen Kurzpodcast zu den Wheelchair-Wettbewerben. Vielen Dank an den Kollegen und Fotografen Frank Molter, der mir das Interview mit Amanda Hoppmanns vermittelt hat. Ich hoffe, auch dieses Thema hat euch gefallen. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann freuen Philipp und ich uns wie immer darüber, wenn ihr uns bewertet oder rezensiert auf iTunes bzw. Spotify. Folgt uns auf Twitter, Instagram und Blue Sky. Und heute Nachmittag gibt es dann den letzten Podcast mit unserer Turnierbilanz und natürlich der Besprechung des Finals. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Bis später. Auf Wiederhören.
Chip and Charge. Der Tennis-Podcast mit Andreas Thies und Philipp Joubert. Auf meinsportpodcast.de. Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.